March 6, Christ, the only Savior, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Colossians 1, 13 and 14. No matter who you are or what your life has been, you can be saved only in God's appointed way. You must repent. You must fall helpless on the rock, Christ Jesus. You must feel your need of a physician and of the only remedy for sin, the blood of Christ. This remedy can be secured only by repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Christ will avail for none but those who feel their need of its cleansing power. What surpassing love and condescension that when we had no claim upon divine mercy, Christ was willing to undertake our redemption. But our great physician requires of every soul unquestioning submission. We are never to prescribe for our own case. Christ must have the entire management of will and action. We may flatter ourselves that our moral character has been correct, and we need not humble ourselves before God like the common sinner. But we must be content to enter into life in the very same way as the chief of sinners. We must renounce our own righteousness and plead for the righteousness of Christ to be imputed to us. We must depend wholly upon Christ for our strength. Self must die. We must acknowledge that all we have is from the exceeding riches of divine grace. Let this be the language of our hearts. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Genuine faith is followed by love, and love by obedience. All the powers and passions of the converted man are brought under the control of Christ. His Spirit is a renewing power, transforming to the divine image all who will receive it. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. He feels that he is the purchase of the blood of Christ, and bound by the most solemn vows to glorify God in his body and in his spirit, which are God's. The love of sin and the love of self are subdued in him. He daily asks, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?"